Hello and welcome to Easton News. My name is Joseph Taft.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, October 13th, 2023. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health announced on October 5th that due to having two positive samples of Triple E detected in mosquitoes collected in Easton, Massachusetts, the town of Easton is in moderate alert for both Triple E and West Nile virus. By taking a few common sense precautions, people can help protect themselves and their loved ones. Apply insect repellent. Clothing can help reduce mosquito bites. Be aware of peak mosquito hours. The hours from dusk till dawn are peak biting times for many mosquitoes. And mosquito-proof your home. Drain standing water and install or repair screens and doors and windows. Fact sheets on the West Nile virus and reducing exposure and risk are available on the town website and at the Easton Health Department office, 136 Elm Street, Easton, Mass. 02356.
Borderland is having a murder mystery inside the Ames Mansion. Their popular annual murder mystery will be Saturday, October 14th at 6 p.m. The tickets will go on sale Friday, September 15th. They're already on sale. Space for this event is very limited. Once they are sold out, they will not be adding any extra tickets, so get your tickets sooner rather than later. Tickets are $100 per person, and the Friends of Borderland membership will get 15% off. There will be light refreshments, so this is a 21-plus event, though, and IDs will be checked at the door. To purchase tickets, a link will be on the Borderlands Facebook page.
Join the Ames Free Library if you dare for an evening of spine-tingling enchantment that will linger in your thoughts after the Halloween moon sets. Greg Dwyer, a magician and mind reader, will take the floor at the Quesit House. Doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7. Tickets are required for this event. The cost is $30 and they can be purchased at the circulation desk or at the Ames Free Library website.
The town of Easton is undertaking a crucial public safety and public works facilities replacement project to enhance essential services for the community. The project involves constructing a new combined DPW facility, police and fire headquarters, and fire substation, consolidating multiple outdated buildings. With facilities ranging from 50 to 70 plus years old, these structures no longer meet various health, safety, and environmental codes and are beyond their useful lifespans. The special town meeting will be October 23rd, 2023, 7 p.m. at Oliver Ames, and the debt exclusion election will be November 4th, 2023, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Oliver Ames as well. So please visit www.EastonPSW.com to learn more about the project, sign up for notifications of project updates, and share your feedback.
Just in time for the annular eclipse on Saturday, October 14th, Stonehill physics and astronomy professors Alessandro Maserati and Francesca Frassanzi will give a short lecture on the two biggest objects we see in our sky, our sun and moon, lining up with Earth to create an awe-inspiring celestial event. Free to all and open to all, along with a free sonocular to all attendees for safe viewing of the eclipse. McFadden Library, first floor, South Wing, Stonehill College, 320 Washington Street in Easton. Free parking in the Welcome Center lot. The event information can be found at the link below.
On October 27th, Easton Live is back. The Easton Lions Club is hosting another Easton Live event at the Hall on Foundry. The band that Time Forgot is the band that will be featured this time around. So doors open at 7. The show starts at 8, and tickets are $15 at the door. The Hall and Foundry is located at 375 Foundry Street, North Easton.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAT has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit for you. ECAT has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. Email info@eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
Did you know that Easton is going to be turning 300 years old? Well, in 2025, this great town turns 300, and the celebration will be all year long. The Tricentennial Committee that was put together to run the celebration needs a logo. The Tricentennial Committee is hosting a contest for the creation of the official logo of the Easton 300 celebration. This contest is an opportunity for the community to come together and participate in the creation of the logo. Entries must be received by November 30th, and cash prizes for the winning logo will be included. For rules and how to enter, visit easton300.org.
The Tricentennial Committee held an open house to have residents come and meet the committee. They had a presentation about what's to come in the celebration and wanted input from the town to know what Easton has represented in the last 300 years.
Hi, I am Michelle McGee, and I am the vice chair of the Tricentennial Committee. Did you know that Easton is turning 300 in 2025? It definitely is. And we are here at Frothingham Hall tonight, October 11th, having an open house for the community to tell everyone what the celebration is about, what we'll be doing in 2025, and how you can get involved.
And of course, we're preparing for the 300th anniversary celebration during the year 2025. It sounds like it's a long ways off, but folks, in a couple of months, January 1st, 2024, will have arrived, and that's a year prior to the first event. We're excited about tonight at the open house being able to share our plans with the public. We also like the idea of maybe recruiting some volunteers to give their time. What a great way to give back to the community. We also are recruiting funds in order to pay for the celebration. So we hope that folks will be here tonight to hear a presentation, and we hope they'll sign up. It takes a lot of volunteers.
Tonight, we're just telling the community about all the things that we're doing, and we are looking for lots of volunteers. So we have these cards for you to hang on your refrigerator, save the date, tells you all the dates in 2025 of when you should mark your calendars for. And on the back, it gives some information about what is a tricentennial and how can you get involved. And it has our contact information. So we do have a website. It is www.easton300.org. That's Easton300. And you can reach us at easton300@outlook.com.
I'm Ken Michael. I'm heading up the subcommittee, which is responsible for business sponsorships and engagement. So if any of you business people are out there listening, I'll be around to see you pretty soon. We are hoping tonight to have a very large cross-section of our population coming in to learn a little bit about the 300th anniversary. And we're looking forward to making it a great success. We're working hard on it. One of the things that's going on right away is a logo contest. And so if you have the opportunity to submit a logo for that contest, please do.
Thanks so much for tuning in, and please reach out. We are looking for you to help or at least attend these events. Thanks so much.
On Saturday, October 21st, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Holy Trinity Lutheran Church will hold a bike collection for Bikes Not Bombs organization. They will be collecting used bikes and bike parts for the organization that fixes the bikes and sends them to people in need. The Holy Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 143 Lincoln Street in Northeaston. Priscilla Omquist Olson interviewed the organization on Community Forum, which you can check out on the public channel and also on our YouTube channel. Just search Easton Cat TV if you have not already subscribed to us and look up Community Forum.
Calling all bottle caps, the Disabled American Veterans Chapter 57 Club of the Legions of Easton is collecting clear white bottle caps. The collection of bottle caps will be recycled into prosthetics for fellow veterans. You can bring your bottle caps to the Bristol Trinity Episcopal Church at 143 Lincoln Street in North Easton. The container will be located near the main entrance, and the collection will end on October 31st, 2023.
The APCSM is having Dogtoberfest. On October 21st from 2 to 6 p.m., they'll have local brewery tasting, food, their famous bake sale, music, and games. Dogs are welcome and must be 21 or older. Tickets go on sale on August 19th and can be purchased at apcsm.org/dogtoberfest. This event will be held at the APCSM location.
The NRT Sheep Pasture Spooktacular returns for fun fall adventure designed for all children and their families on Saturday, October 28th. $20 per family for up to five people, additional people at $5 each. Admission, food, and any sales are cash only on the day of the event. Admission price will include activities, hikes, and presentations, as well as fun treats that children can get from visiting each booth. The event will run from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
The Easton Historical Society and Museum will be hosting an open house on Sunday, October 22nd. This month's theme is Growing Up in Easton in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Join the Society from 12:30 to 4:30 and learn what it's like to grow up in Easton back in the day. The museum is located at 80 Mechanic Street in North Easton. After the break, find out who is this week's Pet of the Week.
And ECAT is getting ready to have some fun celebrating Community Media Day. You're watching Easton News.
Hi, sports fans. Easton Community Access Television, that's ECAT, your place for Oliver Ames High School sports. How about football, hockey, basketball, soccer, gymnastics, swimming, wrestling, lacrosse, field hockey, and more? Join us on Comcast 97 and Verizon Channel 23.
Hi there, I'm Gail Devins, and join me as we discover all the businesses that made Easton great. This is a wonderful, wonderful place. I cannot wait. I want to do it. I want to go there. I am definitely coming back, and I know you will too, because I'm telling you something. It is absolutely amazing in here. It's what a wonderful way to discover Easton. It's right here in Easton. Showing at noon on Mondays, 2 p.m. on Tuesdays, and 11 a.m. on Fridays, only on ECAT.
The town of Easton offers many tax exemptions designed to reduce the property tax burden for elderly or disabled veterans. These exemptions include Elderly Clause 41D, Clause 22, and Disabled Veterans, and Clause 22D, Surviving Spouse, Clause 37, Blind, Community Preservation. You can find the applications and instructions on the assessor's webpage. Scroll down the dark blue box to the end and select Real Estate Exemptions. You will see a drop-down menu listing all real estate applications. If you have any questions, please contact the assessor's office at 508-230-0520.
Did you know that the town of Easton offers free blood pressure clinics every Wednesday? Easton paramedics will be on hand at Frothingham Hall between 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Parker Terrace Community Center between 12:30 p.m. until 1:30 p.m. This is a free drop-in service, by the way. No appointments are required.
On Friday, October 20th, it is Community Media Day, so ECAT is going to celebrate that with ECAT Day on Saturday, the 21st. Starting at 10 and until 1 o'clock, ECAT will be live on 115 Main Street at the World War Memorial in front of the old Easton Grammar School. We will have all your favorite ECAT shows host there throughout the day to stop by and say hi, take a look at the ECAT van. We will also have a live stream, so it's your chance to be live on ECAT.
The Are You OK free telephone calling service provides peace of mind for both the individual and their family. The program provides reliable, daily phone assurance and the security a person may need to maintain their independence. The program is designed for seniors, disabled persons, and shut-ins living in Bristol County. The Bristol County Sheriff's Department will make a telephone call to an individual's home at approximately the same time each day. If no one answers, the Sheriff's Department will call back shortly. If no one answers the second time, the police department will be called immediately to check on the individual's status. Enroll at 508-994-8932 or toll-free at 888-809-8932.
The Easton Youth Baseball and Youth Football are joining forces and hosting the first annual kickball tournament fundraiser. This event will be held on November 11th at Militia Park. It is $45 per player and you must register in teams of six. For more info, go to Easton Youth Baseball League Facebook page or go to the link below.
Effective May 1st through November 1st, Phase 3 water restriction will be in place. So from 5 a.m. until 8 p.m., houses are restricted on what days they can use water. These restrictions are needed to comply with the town's water withdrawal permit and to ensure adequate supply during the construction of the PFAS and iron and manganese treatment facilities. Please visit the Easton Water Division webpage for more information.
Now it's time for the APCSM Pet of the Week. We have a couple pets that need their forever home. This week we have Muffy and Buddy. Meet Buddy. Buddy is a fun-loving adult pit bull terrier who is looking for his forever home. Buddy is looking for a home where he can be a dog's dog. He would make a wonderful companion for someone who is looking to throw the ball around in the backyard or hang out on the couch. Buddy likes to talk and can get pretty excitable. He loves his walks, stuffed toys, and just curling up in a comfy spot for quiet time. Dogs like Buddy tend to spend a very long time waiting in a shelter for a home. If Buddy sounds like a good fit for you or someone you know, please share his story or fill out a dog adoption application on our website, apcsm.org. This is Muffy. Muffy is a sweet girl who just needs a tiny bit of time to warm up to her new home. When she loves deeply. Muffy lost her person when they passed away. She feels lost herself and is looking for someone to be her best friend. Muffy is a sweet girl and promises to make her new person very happy. If you are interested in adopting Muffy, please fill out an animal adoption application on apcsm.org.
Your 7-day forecast is still to come.
And OA Sports, we're in full action this week. You're watching Easton News.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the official first episode of Eaton with ECAT. My name is Joseph Taft.
I'm Jack Ryan.
And I'm Abby Kishlam.
We are, in fact, your co-hosts, and we are determined to bring you all the big eats that you can handle. So listen, if you're a foodie, you're not going to want to miss any of the action. Check out our website, www.eastoncat.org, or find us on social, at Easton Cat. to find this episode on demand.
Oh, you're going down, Kitchell. You're going down.
I got through the foam, and I'm getting a little more down to the... It's like...
The fact that there's jelly in this just unsettles me.
A Reuben sandwich is the best sandwich out. The sauerkraut mixed with the Thousand Island and the rye bread.
This is something I have never seen before.
We're good. We're all family here.
Where does the ice cream begin?
Big bite.
The whipped cream.
No more plate.
Welcome to Service Matters, a weekly radio show that talks about the good things that are happening in local communities and beyond.
Since 1978, the Eastern Food Pantry has been dedicated to providing food to our neighbors in times of need. As long as there's a hungry people in our community, our doors are open, our hearts will be open to help.
We also like to talk about the good things that people do to make a difference, and in many cases, to make dreams real for folks out there in need.
Just to chat about, as you say, some of the good things in life, some of the good things, the great things, and the happy things.
And certainly watch us on ECAT, Eastern Community Access Television.
All right, guys, I'm going to kick it over to Adam Carrero for our 7-day weather forecast.
This is your ECAT weekly weather forecast. On Friday comes with some cool temps with some sun and clouds. Then on the weekend, we have another time with rain. Saturday will have breaks of sun in the morning, then the rain comes in the evening. Steady rain for Sunday, and Monday has some rain throughout the day. Tuesday will have some spot showers lingering, but will start clearing up. Then the rest of the week has some mixing clouds, and we get a break from the rain. I'm Adam Carell, and this has been your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast.
Mark your calendars and get your costumes ready. The Easton Food Pantry will be hosting a Halloween parade. It will start at 4 p.m. on Sunday, October 29th. The parade will start at Barrow Street in front of the Easton Council on Aging and work its way around town past Frothingham Park back to the COA. The parade will be about a mile. After the parade, there will be candy and hay rides from Langwater Farm. Make sure you bring a non-perishable food donation for the food pantry so that they can help families in need.
Borderlands State Park has fall closing hours. Borderland opens daily at 8 a.m. Since Sunday, October 1st, closing time is 6 p.m. But starting Sunday, November 5th, the park will close at 4 p.m.
As you saw before, the Tricentennial Committee is looking for volunteers to help out in several areas. If you would like to help out Easton celebrate their 300th celebration, you can email easton300@outlook.com. If you want to attend the next meeting, it will be on October 24th, 6 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. at the Quesit House.
Tonight, ECAT will be premiering The Innkeeper, a short film that was produced by a good chunk of the ECAT staff. So tune in next week to see how the screening went.
Now here's your OA Sports Recap.
All right, so hello and welcome, guys, to your weekly OA Sports Recap. Let's get right into the week that was October 5th through 11th, 2023, because it was a good one. On Thursday, October 5th, OA football traveled to Canton, and they lost 33-20. Quarterback Patrick DeLowry scored once with his feet and twice in the air. Field hockey hosted Taunton, and they handled them 7-1. Volleyball also hosted Taunton and swept them 3-0. Paula Romero had 10 assists and 5 aces, while Sarah Hilliard led the team with 9 kills. On Friday, October 6th, boys soccer hosted Davenport rival Foxborough and came away with a big 3-1 victory. Joey Carney did what he's done all year, scoring a big equalizer before freshman Derek Walsh knocked in the go-ahead. A John Hollis free kick pushed the game out of reach. Girls soccer took a bus to Foxborough and won 2-0, securing themselves a win in league. They scored once in each half as Lucinda Lee Cotter and Sienna Fabrizio found the back of the netting. OA Golf was able to beat Mansfield at home by just one stroke in a 152-154 win. Senior Sean Kearns turned in a great performance, match medalist after shooting a 34. OA was off for the weekend and Monday, so we'll pick it back up with field hockey, where the girls actually played out a deadlocked 0-0 tie with Foxborough. That pushed the girls into a temporary share of second place in the division. According to HockeyMockSports.com managing editor Josh Perry, the girls were exuberant after the game, and Coach Sylvia said, quote, "It's one of the first games that we've put everything together. Everything was working." Volleyball was able to record yet another sweep Tuesday against Foxborough, this time on the road. It was Ava Barth with 10 digs and a pair of aces for the Tigers, while Romero dished out the assists, 16 of them. OA Golf took on Stoughton and won pretty easily, 147-168 at Easton Country Club. Kearns was able to ride his hot streak and shoot a 35 for match medalist. OA Girls Cross Country finished an undefeated season, winning the Davenport, so congratulations, ladies. Finally, on Wednesday, October 11th, boys soccer stayed hot, playing Milford at home and winning again, this time 2-1. Senior Braden Blass stepped into a one-timer from sophomore Nick Babanikas' long throw, resulting in the go-ahead score in the 72nd minute. Meanwhile, girls soccer went to Milford and dominated 9-0. Jolie Diaz had a hat trick and an assist, while Caroline Bowers finished with 2 goals and 2 assists. Unfortunately, OA Golf was defeated by Bishop Feehan, though, 145-142. It was senior Lucas Riley leading the team with a low of 35. That's going to just about wrap it up for this week's sports recap. I advise all Tiger teams, keep going strong as you move towards the playoffs. Don't back down. Make sure to tune into ECAT for your OA home game coverage. Thank you all so much for watching. This has been Joe Taft, and what would make Friday the 13th just that much scarier?
And I'm Jack Ryan. If it were on a Monday, this has been Easton News.